Yeah, obviously. I mean, like I told you guys on Monday, I mean, I was going to come in here and prepare like I have the entire year. And, you know, obviously Coach Pettine told me the news and, you know, back to business as usual. Just like I said, I would prepare either way. And so it's good to get back out there and get a good day's work in, get ready for Indy. We both joked, like, this is like deja vu, kind of. And just said he's sticking with me and everything else, you know, it was a private conversation between he and I. Just get back to the basics, I think. Get back to our formula, and it takes all 11 guys. Obviously, I have to play better, and, you know, just get back to what we do best. I mean, they weren't the easiest days of my life, that's for sure. But, you know what, I've been through a lot, and it's just one more thing to, you know, handle some adversity, and I think it only makes you stronger. So, you know, like I said, back here on Wednesday and getting ready for Indy and back to business as usual. No, I mean, that was our challenge, you know, from the very first day, and that's been our goal, and it's still attainable, and we got to just do what it takes to finish the job, really. And, you know, Coach, you know, he makes decisions based on what's best for the team in his opinion, and, you know, so I respect, you know, his decision to do that and then go through the process. And, you know, obviously, like I said, it's good to be back to normal and back to, you know, practicing and preparing for the game this week. No, I think for, if anything, it's just, you know, for me, I got to get back to, you know, like I said, the offense as a whole, myself, get back to the basics. Don't try to do, you know, just do your job. Don't try to do someone else's job. And I think, you know, sometimes when things are down, you know, people try to make up for things and try to, you know, make bigger plays, whatever it might be. And not just myself, everybody involved, because you want to be, you know, everybody wants to do, you know, something to help the team. And that's why we have such a great group of guys. It's not like somebody's waiting around for somebody else to do it. They all want to do it. But sometimes you got to kind of pull yourself back and just play within the system and go back to your basics. Well, definitely, I think, you know, when anytime you have a high powered offense like that you're going against, I think for our offense, we got to stay on the field. You know, we can't have three and outs and give them a ton of opportunities. And, you know, Coach Pettine mentioned that in our meeting today. Just, you know, when you know that you're going against one of the top offenses in the league, as our offense, we got to do whatever we can to stay on the field. So, you know, if it's third and one and we have to get 1 yard and stay on the field and continue to drive and, you know, keep their offense off the field, it's something that we have to do. And I think that just, you know, comes into us being better as an offense. And you know, in a sense, you know, you help the whole team out, because as long as you can keep their offense off the field, it helps us all. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think, you know, the biggest thing for me as a quarterback in this league and on this team, like, I think, you know, for everything that I've gone through this year, you want to go out and earn your teammates' respect. So, you know, for him to say that, and he mentioned something to me about it, to know that, you know, your teammates, you know, stand up on the table for you and respect you, I mean, that means the world to me. I mean, you know, to work so hard to get to where we're at, like, I want to see this thing through. You know, I want to finish this strong, and not just for myself, but for the guys in here that I've worked with, you know, blood, sweat, and tears for the past however many months. And so to know that those guys, you know, stood up for me, you know, means a lot. Sure, I mean, you just try to focus on what you can control, and until you hear the words, I mean, it's kind of hard. You just kind of try to go about your normal business, and you're not really sure what's going to happen, but you focus on what's in your grasp and what's in your control, and not try to think too much outside of that, you know. Yeah, I mean, you'd have to ask Coach that one. I think for me, like I said, I'm happy to be back, you know, back to our daily, you know, grind, where we go through our meetings, go through practice, knowing that, you know, I'm going to be out there on Sunday and do whatever I can to help this team win. I'm worried about this week. I mean, it's, you know, regardless of had what happened Sunday happened, I mean, we're such in a week-to-week business. I mean, all I'm focused on this week is, you know, doing my best to beat the Indianapolis Colts, and then you take it 1 week at a time, especially with so many, you know, so little amount of time left. You right now, you really have to focus on, you know, this task at hand and get through each week and then move on to the next. So, you know, I'm just really focused on Indianapolis and beating those guys, and that's the only thing that's on my mind. Sure, I mean, we definitely have to get, you know, better in sync, and that's, you know, we stay after practice and talk through things, and we're trying to work through it. It's tough when, you know, you're not around for 10 weeks. I mean, you can't put that all on Josh. It's a tough situation. So, you know, we're definitely working to get it better, and especially with Miles, you know, not being able to play. I mean, Josh becomes an even bigger option. So, you know, it's something that we're constantly working on, and like I said, not having 10 weeks and then all of a sudden you're into NFL games, you know, it's hard to work on the fly. Well, I mean, I look back to when we used it earlier in the year, and Kyle joked to me back then, you know, you play better when we put Johnny in, so maybe we should do it every game. I think for us, you know, it keeps the defense, you know, on their heels a little bit. You never know what's going to happen. So I know that's something that's on the table. And like I said, that, you know, when it happened the first time. Whatever helps this team win, especially now with 4 weeks to go and trying to make a playoff push, I mean, you know, I'm all for it. Well, I think I always have a fire lit, and anytime someone questions you, I think you want to go out and prove them wrong. And, you know, I'm sure there's been people questioning me all along, you know, not just this week, you know, throughout the entire season. And that's something that I've always had a chip on my shoulder. So I don't think, you know, I don't want to, you know, say that it adds something else. I think I've always had it. Because we've done it before. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, this is the NFL. Not every week is going to be easy, and you're going to play tough teams, and it's not something that we haven't done before, and something that I haven't done before. You know, I have total confidence in myself and in my teammates and our offense, and we just need to, like I said, get back to what we do best. I mean, you see it in games, and when we're on, we're on. And you know, you got to be able to overcome some adversity. If it's not working in the very beginning, you can't just ditch the plan. You can't just, you know, move on to something else. You got to stick with it and figure out a way to get it work. You know, working. I've been booed earlier this year, so it's not something that I haven't dealt with before. Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's you know, when you look on the tape and there's just some throws that you missed, and sometimes, you know, you're throwing the ball away. I mean, you know, that goes into completion percentage too. And you know, I never really wanted to, I've said it before, you don't want to take a sack, and you know, sometimes you get through and you want to throw the ball away. But you know, obviously, when you're dropping back and you have time to throw, you want to be accurate. And there's definitely some throws I've missed, and it's something that you work on, when whether it's routes on air or 7-on-7 or whatever it might be, and something that, you know, I'm always striving to be, you know, better at. I think no one's ever going to be 100%, and that's the goal, obviously, but you try to, you know, be as best as you can and continue to get better at it. You know, we haven't gotten to much third down yet. From watching games, you can tell that they have some unique pressures, and you know, they're very well coached. They have a smart defensive coordinator, and then, you know, obviously we know DeQuell really well, very smart guy who gets those guys lined up, gets them going in the right spot. So it's definitely something that'll be a challenge for us, and you know, you can tell that it's very well coordinated, and you have smart players kind of out there running the show.